na uwe tayari kushiriki na kuchangia maoni yako kwenye Channel Africa.
Channel Africa, mtazamo wa Kiafrika.
Your morning companion with the stories that matter. This is Rise and Shine on Channel Africa.
In a recent High Court ruling in South Africa involving $164 million debt, the court confirmed that the South African Revenue Service, or SARS, which is the country's tax collecting authority, has the legal right to go after third parties, that includes company directors or financial managers, for unpaid tax debts, to freeze their assets and even to stop them from leaving the country if necessary. To talk to us on this its implications, we're joined on the line by the director in the Tax and Exchange Control Practice at law firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer, Heinrich Lowe. Heinrich, thank you for joining us. How are you on this Wednesday?
Good morning. I'm very well, thanks, and you?
Thank you, and thanks for making time for us. Let's start with background briefly in terms of this case and how it ended up in court and what the implications of it are.
Yeah, sure. So it's more of a legal question that was asked. It's not so much about the relevant facts, but let me just give you some context. So we have a piece of legislation in South Africa. It's called the Tax Administration Act, and it's been in operation for over a decade now. And it contains various provisions in terms of which SARS can hold individuals personally liable for the tax debts of others, including companies. And there had been some debate in the past as to the constitutionality of some of these sections. So, for example, one of the sections is Section 180 of the Tax Administration Act, which provides that if you are involved or in control of the financial management of a company and you act negligently or fraudulently, and that negligence or fraud causes a company, for example, not to pay its tax debts, then SARS can make a decision to hold that individual personally liable. And once it does so, then all of SARS's collection powers that it may have had against the company becomes available to it also against that individual. What's important to note here is that this process generally does not involve a court process or any court oversight. This is more or less a unilateral decision that's made by SARS. Now, they do have to give you a right to make representations, but for example, if they dismiss your representations, then all of their collection powers simply become available to them, and then it would be up to the individual to actually approach a court to perhaps have that decision reviewed. And so the constitutionality of this particular section was up for debate in this particular court process. And the court found that it was in fact constitutional, and it did not deprive the individual, for example, from the right to access courts. It is constitutional, and it is within the framework balanced.
Okay, so there must be a fair process on the part of SARS, and also anyone affected can challenge the decision. Does this case then speak to how the law is trying to balance between individual rights and the country's need to collect revenue?
Yes, it certainly does. And I think the court did a good job of, let's say, justifying the constitutionality of these sections. An individual obviously has a whole bunch of constitutional rights, the right to property, the right to freedom of movement, the right to trade, and of course the right to fair and just administrative action, and the right to access to courts. And the court found that this particular legislation does not completely deprive an individual of these rights. In fact, there are lots of checks and balances in place. An individual can still approach a court. And in respect of some of the other findings, for example, restriction on travel and an order of repatriation of foreign assets, the court also found that those are not unconstitutional, and you have to balance the importance with tax collection against some of these other rights that an individual might have.
What does this mean for those who are in charge of companies' finances but are not necessarily company directors?
Well, this particular section 180 can also apply to senior financial managers or anybody who is regularly involved in the financial management of a company. Mm-hmm. And what it means is that such individuals need to be very, very careful when they deal with the financial affairs and specifically the tax affairs of a company, you know, in terms of paying tax debts, etc., because they can, under certain circumstances, be held liable, especially if they make a mistake or are negligent. They need to be very careful and uphold a high standard of care. And this court judgment means that they will not have the argument available to them that these sections are unconstitutional. They would have to approach a court and perhaps then show that they were not acting fraudulently or not acting negligently.
What about crypto-generated income? How does this fit in additional tax assessments for taxpayers and those who might want to evade tax? And what penalties that could be involved as well?
Sure. So that's somewhat of a different topic from this particular case. But yes, in recent years, I think the South African Revenue Services have made it very clear that crypto-based income is definitely taxable. It must be included in income. This case may perhaps be relevant to the extent that these kind of assets are held offshore. It's quite clear that SARS has the right in terms of the Tax Administration Act to approach a court for a repatriation order, and such assets may have to be repatriated to South Africa should SARS obtain such an order.
Okay, so it will definitely be a deterrent to companies that want to evade tax. But how much of this move to focus on those who dodge or might want to dodge tax can we attribute to Treasury's cancellation of that controversial 0.5% VAT increase in terms of how that could have left a fiscal deficit behind?
Sure. I think the cancellation of the increase in the VAT rate has several, complicated outcomes. Mm. But I think firstly, just maybe some of the confusion that has been created in the wake may to some extent be a little bit demoralizing to a lot of taxpayers. But it is now clear that there won't be such a VAT hike. And yes, it may very well be that there will be shortcomings or maybe some difficulty in reaching all of the relevant goals. But yes, there are definitely some concerns that are attached to it.
Okay, let's leave it there for today. And thanks again for joining us here on Channel Africa.
Thank you very much. Have a good morning.
Thanks. Heinrich Hollo, speaking to us on the line there. He's director in the Tax and Exchange Control Practice at law firm Cliff Decker Hofmeyer. 7:30 Central